Hundreds in publishing industry sign letter to block Trump book deals. By Amy Furr on January 19, 2021. Author Barry Liga has shared an open letter signed by publishing workers showing opposition to any publisher that signs President Trump or members of his administration for book deals. Traditionally, members of an outgoing administration can, and do, rely on the cushion of a fat book contract with a healthy advance, Liga wrote in an email last week to Publishers Weekly. In the case of the Trump administration and its history of outrages, lies, and incitement to insurrection, we cannot allow this to stand. No one should be enriched for their contribution to evil, he said. The letter titled No Book Deals for Traitors reads in part, as members of the writing and publishing community of the United States, we affirm that participation in the administration of Donald Trump must be considered a uniquely mitigating criterion for publishing houses when considering book deals. Son of Sam laws exist to prevent criminals from benefiting financially from writing about their crimes. In that spirit, those who enabled, promulgated, and covered up crimes against the American people should not be enriched through the coffers of publishing. We are writers, editors, journalists, agents, and professionals in multiple forms of publishing. We believe in the power of words and we are tired of the industry we love enriching the monsters among us, and we will do whatever is in our power to stop it. Publishing company Simon & Schuster recently canceled Senator Josh Hawley's Armo book after he took part in a constitutional effort to challenge the 2020 presidential election results. However, conservative publisher Regnery announced Monday that his book, The Tyranny of Big Tech, will debut in the spring. Regnery is proud to stand in the breach with him. And the warning in his book about censorship obviously couldn't be more urgent, said the company's president and publisher Thomas Spence. During an interview Tuesday on MSNBC, Lincoln Project founder Steve Schmidt criticized Republicans who continue to support President Trump. It will be held to account by the judgment of history, by the judgment of decent Americans. It will be held to account by corporate America as they look for jobs, by corporate America as they seek donations, Schmidt claimed. They will not write their history. We will write their history. And their shame will last forever. They are carved like etching into granite, onto history's list of billings in the country, he stated.